Yes. How are you? Welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. My name is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. This show, we're going to show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% vegan diet. In this episode, I'm going to share with you how do you go vegan and stay fit while on the road? Because at some point, you're going to have to travel and you have to stay overnight somewhere at a hotel. How the heck do you stay on your vegan diet 100% and stay in shape? Well, I'm going to go over how I've done that here. I'm over at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in San Diego. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm at a high energy event with a bunch of women entrepreneurs, totally serving them to the highest extent. And I've got to make sure that I stay in shape and I also do it 100% vegan style. So here's what I did. I came in yesterday at around 1 o'clock, and the very first thing that I did, not really knowing the area, I said, you know, I've got to find some place where I can get some good, fresh, vegan food. And so all I did was I loaded up the Yelp app on my iPhone. So if you don't have it, or if you have a Droid or an iPhone, just download it. It's Yelp, or go to Yelp.com. And all I did was, using my location, I just typed in the word vegan in the search engine, and it pulled up a couple restaurants, not very close, and there was one restaurant that was already closed by the time I searched for it, but it pulled up an organic grocer, and I thought, whoa, that's awesome. So what happened was, it turns out this grocery store, all organic, it's a co-op, it was only 1 mile away, so I hopped into my truck, drove down to the grocery store, and I just loaded up. I loaded up on fresh broccoli, bought a big old tub of hummus, I bought I bought a whole bunch of amazing, huge, beautiful avocados. I bought this thing called Kaya Foods Buckwheat Granola, which is just so tasty. And a bunch of organic apples, because what am I going to eat for breakfast? Because I know the breakfast that they're going to supply for me here is going to be probably just your typical fruit with some bagels and some cream cheese and maybe some Greek yogurt, which I'm not going to eat any of that stuff, really. I mean, maybe the fruit, but if you're listening to this podcast and you're trying to lose fat, maybe you're avoiding fruit. Well, what the heck are you going to eat? Because even at a hotel, all your options are is that, and maybe you can order some oatmeal, but that's all you ever get. So if you can get to a grocery store beforehand, and it takes some planning, you get to a grocery store and you pick up your food so that you're planning not just for what you're going to eat over the next few hours, but also for breakfast. Now, it might turn out that you go to a restaurant or you order in, or you do find some good food at the hotel that is vegan and fits your diet. Cool. Worst case scenario, you just have an extra set of high quality foods that you can eat, maybe on the drive back or maybe at your next destination or on your way home. Doesn't matter. It's not none of it's going to go to waste. So that's what I did. I brought back a nice big grocery bag full of beautiful fresh foods. And when it was time for me to go down and support the seminar, I just brought a backpack and I just threw in the backpack a couple apples, a couple avocados, a big bag of nuts that I bought. So I bought some organic almonds, and I also bought, oh, this was amazing. I was looking at the seeds section, so you can basically fill your own bag full of seeds. And they had this thing called tamaric roasted pumpkin seeds. And it had a super high protein amount compared to all the other nuts and seeds. It was something like 10 grams of protein for every quarter cup. And these things are so delicious. And who would have thought they'd be so protein rich? So I bought those as well, and I've been munching on those. It's just been awesome. And because I've got all these fresh vegan foods, I'm set. Did I mention I also brought I bought broccoli? I use that, and I dip it in the hummus. It's delicious. And because I have all this food with me, it doesn't matter if I can't find anything at the hotel that's vegan for lunch, breakfast, or dinner. It doesn't matter. I've got the food. And if I need to get some more, well, I'll make another trip to the grocery store. No big deal. And what's great is I've been working and doing some MC work at this seminar all day. And that means that I'm pretty much in a conference room for the entire duration, all day long, from 8:30 in the morning all the way till around 6 o'clock at night. And I can't really leave because I'm kind of managing the energy and the space of the room. So I've got my backpack and I've got my food, so I can eat whenever I want to. And I never let my nutrition slip. I can just keep my metabolism super high by munching on my fresh vegetables and my avocado and my apple and my nuts. I'm totally set. And if I was bodybuilding and increasing my muscle mass, no big deal too. All I would have done was just brought the same foods and brought a protein shaker bottle with at least 2 to 3 servings of protein shake already in the bottle. So when I was ready, all I had to do was fill it up with water, shake it up, and now I've got 3 servings of protein ready to go that I can drink throughout the event. And at my next meal break, I could just go up to my room and wash out and refill, and then I'm back in action. So I can get all the protein that I need, all the carbohydrates that I need, all the healthy minerals and vitamins from the foods, and all the fats, the healthy fats that I need to be able to reach my fitness goals. Now, what do you do for working out? Well, that's easy. Nearly every hotel that you go to has a gym. And the Hyatt Regency over here in San Diego, the Marina one, they happen to have an amazing little gym. It's teeny tiny, but man, you really couldn't ask for a better setting. It's this building where it's just all glass around it, and you look out to this beautiful marina. Like, you can see the sunset over the water from the gym. How cool is that? So I've been getting my workouts in, and let's say that you're at a hotel where you can't get your workout in. Well, you know what? If you talk to Frank Medrano, you look at some of the work that he does with his calisthenics, you could totally maintain your muscle mass. So if your goal is to build muscle mass and you've got to be on the road, well, no problem. At the very minimum, you can definitely maintain it with just push-ups, crunches, sit-ups. You can do single leg squats right in the room. Look up on Google how to do that. I've got videos that show you how to do that. There's a lot of exercises you can do with just pure body weight. Just fine in your hotel room. So if you need some ideas, or if you're traveling soon and you want some more tips, hit me up. Feel free to send me an email, tom@veganbodyrevolution.com, or even better, post a comment and pose the question on our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And go to our blog. Feel free to comment underneath there. I'll respond to your comments. I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. Again, it's all about helping each other out, right? And I am doing everything I possibly can to give you the information you need so that you can achieve your dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. And if you haven't already, pick up your free muscle-building guide on a vegan diet over at veganbodyrevolution.com. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.